It's just after 7.
The Toffee Tip, a childhood adventure comedy written and directed by Johnny Vegas.
You tell us everything you know about the Toffee Tip.
You what?
You heard. We want to know how to find it.
When sweet supplies run low, four boys begin an expedition to a legendary confectionery dumping ground.
I hope there's going to be crisps as well as chocolate.
We'll have everything. Sweets, chocolate, crisps, biscuits, maybe even cans of pop.
It's girls 5 a day.
The Toffee Tip, tomorrow afternoon at 2:15, and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
And this is BBC Radio 4, and where now it's time for a new series of The Interrogation by Roy Williams, starring Kenneth Cranham and Alex Lenny-Peckin. This week, it's Sean's first day back after he was shot in the line of duty.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
To be fair to my father, it was July. Not only was it the hottest day of the year, but it was also the hottest day ever, since records began, I believe. But I had told him dozens of times that he did not need to be wearing that enormous, thick overcoat of his. Oh, but it goes with the suit. He says, yes, but not everywhere, I replied. You worry too much, Tommy boy, it'll be all right. Talking to me in that downright annoying fake London accent of his, like he's in a Guy Ritchie film. It was my graduation, for goodness sake, one of the most important days of my life, and he was ruining it by sweating. And I don't mean just a little dribble that we all get sliding down the side of our faces. I'm talking about showers of sweat pouring down my dad's face. Every other minute, he took out another tissue and began dabbing his head furiously in front of everybody. I'd lost count of the amount of tissue that man had to go through. I didn't even know where to look when the vice principal came over for a chat. Now, you see, my father is truly incapable of doing anything simple. Instead of just simply shaking someone's hand, like we all do, with a certain amount of grace, my dad likes to squeeze someone's hand, preventing any blood from circulating in his poor victim. And to me, they are victims. Not only that, but the vice principal also had to contend with feeling my father's sweat. To say he could not move away fast enough from my dad was an understatement. But of course, that was before my dad had decided to waste the next 5 minutes of everyone's life with absolute nonsense about Charlton Athletic winning their football game on Saturday. Mum could see that I was upset. Yet she just stood there and did nothing. What else is new? People always look at me strangely when I tell them this story, like I'm being a snob. I should be grateful that my parents were able to pay for my education. And here it comes, that there are plenty of others who aren't so lucky. Well, for the thousandth, millionth time, I do not care about anybody else. Why on earth should I? My parents paid for my education because they were supposed to. They are supposed to expect me to want more from life than they ever did. More than they could ever imagine. In fact, they are not supposed to want a bloody medal for it.
No word of a lie, Sean. I was losing the will to live.
I know how that feels, Max.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. I am losing the will to live right now.
But you should have seen him.
Well, what did he do then?
Well, it's his first day here. He comes waltzing in, whistling.
Whistling?
I mean, who does that? Whistles on their first day at work. Anyhow, he comes breezing in, plonks himself in front of your desk like he owned it. If that wasn't bad enough, puts his feet up. Bleeding nerve. Doesn't even bother to say hello. Introduce himself. I mean, I couldn't have that now, could I?
Too right, Max.
I told him, feet off. This is not your desk. This is Sean's desk. And you're only using it whilst he's...
He's what, Max?
Away.
Hospital, Max. I was in hospital. It's not a dirty word, you know?
I know that.
Good.
Good? What do you mean, good?
What was his name, this DS?
Davis. I don't think I ever caught his first name. Mind you, I don't think I ever asked him what it was.
Where is he now?
I haven't got a bleeding clue. He left last week, back to Lewisham. I think that's where he said he was from. The point is, we just got on with the job in the time he was here, and it stayed that way.
Putting his feet on my desk, eh? Hardly a crime.
Well, if I'm honest, it wasn't just that.
Well, what then?
Oh, it's not worth it, forget it.
No, tell me.
It's your first day back.
I know what it is, Max.
I mean, I don't want to bore you with all of this now, do I?
I would rather hear you bore me now than later, thank you.
Is that right?
So come on, give.
All right. Seeing as you're so desperate to know, you go on and on.
Davies?
Yes, Davies, thank you. You go on about stupid superhero films he likes.
What films?
I don't know. I was trying ever so hard not to pay any attention to that moron. X-People or something.
X-Men?
Right, that's what I said it was, wasn't it?
Just making sure.
Anyway, prattling on he was, some guff about some bald fella calling himself Mr. X.
Professor X.
Whatever, this X fella is bald, right?
Yeah, as a coot.
So, Davis spends more time than he should going on and on about him, this X-bloke being bald and having superpowers and walking around, but in the film afterwards, that was set before this film, he had hair, no powers, and was in a wheelchair. I mean, a man at his age going on about such things, how sad is that?
What is?
Well, the way some people talk about films, like it's an obsession. At one point, sure, should have seen me. I screamed at him. It's only a film, son. Get over it.
This coming from a bloke who knows everything there is to know about James Bond.
No, it's different.
How is it different?
James Bond is James Bond. It's as simple as that.
Yes, Max, you're right. That makes a whole heap of sense. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Anyway, he left last week.
Yeah, you said that.
He was my third, did I tell you that?
Third what?
Partner.
You're a DI now, Max. You don't have partners.
I'd still like to get myself out there and see what's occurring.
I knew it.
Knew what?
I knew you wouldn't be able to stay by on your desk for long.
If you had seen the amount of paperwork I have to go through on a daily basis, you'd be running out in the street as well. Trust me on this, Sean. Stay at DS for the rest of your career, because there is nothing for you further up. I guarantee it. Being a DS, a detective sergeant, that is where the real job is. That's where the action is.
Yeah, where you can get shot in the line of duty.
Is there any need for that?
You're losing me, Max. For the millionth time.
What you just said?
It was nothing.
Nothing?
I got shot, Max. Just saying.
I know you were shot, Sean, when I was there.
Well, stop talking to me like I'm some old woman, then.
That's the way you said it, Sean.
How did I say it?
You blame me for what happened.
Blame you for what happened. How on earth could I blame you for what happened to me, Max?
Well, you tell me. You're the one who's been giving me funny looks since you got here.
Because this is ridiculous.
I know it is. I couldn't agree more.
I don't blame you for me getting shot, all right?
No, you are angry at me about something. I just wish you'd tell me what it is.
Can we drop it, please? Can we move on? I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to get back to work.
Okay, then.
Good.
Right, you are.
Splendid.
Well, in case you didn't hear what I said.
What was it that you said, Max?
I will tell you if you shut up. I said it's good to have you back.
Right, and as a matter of fact, I did hear it. You said it the second after I walked in, along with everyone else.
Well, I'm saying it again.
Well, you've said it again, just now. But thank you, much appreciated.
You're doing it again.
Doing what again?
Saying thank you.
Well, saying thank you is wrong where you come from, is it, Max?
It is when it comes with that tone.
What tone?
That tone that you are taking with me right now.
Oh, you mean the Max, will you please close your mouth and stop talking to me, tone?
Yes, that one.
Uh-huh. I think I would like to get on with my work now, please, Gov.
Oh, Gov now, is it?
If you wouldn't mind, if that is all right with you.
Yeah, Sean, you carry on. Be my guest.
Cheers, Gov. Much appreciated.
Splendid.
So what you got for me?
Take your pick. We have what appears to be a serial mugger operating in Burgess Park, a nasty ABH that occurred outside the King George pub. The local neighbourhood watch committee has reported a theft of some money from their accounts, and someone has stolen up to 50 Boris bikes.
Oh, nothing too dull there, eh?
Well, what do you expect? High-speed chases and shootouts?
No, Max, I definitely was not expecting that.
Oh, blimey, I'm sorry.
For what? What now?
For what I said.
You've been saying a lot this morning, Max. Would you mind narrowing it down for me?
I'm sorry for what I just said.
But what was it that you just said?
Come on, Sean.
Come on what?
You know very well what I said. You heard me.
Remind me.
Never mind.
Come on.
Forget it.
I don't want to forget it. Just tell me so I can get on with the rest of my day as well as my life.
Now, sure, I never thought you could be so cruel.
Are you going to tell me what it is, then?
Well, I shouldn't have said high-speed chases and shootouts. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, maybe.
That was thoughtless of me.
If you say so, Gov.
Oh, you are determined to make me feel bad about something, aren't you? Sean, what is it?
I'm telling you, Max, I do not know what you're talking about.
And you can stop that as well.
Stop what?
All that flipping you were doing, going between Gov and Max. Make a choice. It's either Gov or Max.
Right you are then, Gov.
Listen, to me saying shootout was tasteless. That is all I'm saying to you.
Right, I got it. Thank you.
Why are you doing this, Sean? Why are you so angry with me?
I'm not angry with you.
Yes, you are. You've been angry with me ever since you walked through that door. Mm-mm. Maybe you shouldn't have come back. Maybe you are not ready.
Look, just because I'm angry doesn't mean I can't do my job, yeah?
So you are angry with
me? No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You are angry. You just said so right now. What is it I'm supposed to have done, Sean?
Nothing. Didn't you say you had something to do? That you were going to go meet someone, that it was urgent or something?
I am, and it can keep. All I wanted to do from the second I saw you this morning was to welcome you back.
I believe you. I knew you wanted to welcome me back. After all, it's been a while since you last saw me. How long was it now? 6 months?
You're right. I do have somewhere to go.
Or was it 8 months? To tell you the truth, I'm beginning to lose count.
I will leave you to it then. You know, to get back into the swing of things, it shouldn't take you long. Bright spark like you.
If you say so, Gov, right you are.
I'll be seeing you later then, Sergeant.
Maxwell Matthews, you are a naughty boy.
Now, Debbie, let's not make a habit of this, yeah? It's Max. It's always been Max, and it always will be Max.
Very well then, Max. But I always thought Maxwell suited
well,
you better.
I'm pleased to say that you were in the minority.
Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting. You don't like being called Maxwell any more than you like Americans.
Correct.
Very well then, you're the boss.
So, why am I a naughty boy then?
Because you brought us to this place.
Well, this is a cafe, Debbie. You said you wanted a coffee.
I know, but this place...
What about it?
What about it, he says. Don't you remember?
Well, I'm struggling to.
I can't say I'm surprised. It was over 1 million years ago, I suppose. It was when we were both in uniform.
Uniform? More like 2 million years ago.
We were out on a call, drunk and disorderly. The Frenchman?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No, not the fish tank story.
Yep, that's the one. I knew you'd get there in the end.
Oh, yeah, it's all coming back to me, the drunken French who was mouthing off at us.
Yeah, calling me all sorts he was. Telling me in graphic detail what he would like to do to a female copper. You put the cuffs on him, he dashes off, we think he's trying to do a runner.
But he dashes to the fish tank and throws up in it.
Oh, God, he didn't know where to look.
I did. I knew exactly where to look, far away from him as possible.
Oh, what a time that was.
Well, thank you so much for making me remember that. I'm glad we're not eating right now. I can't believe this used to be the Duke of Wellington.
The only pub I know with its own fish tank.
Yeah. Looks different.
Well, of course it does. I thought you knew. I thought that's why you brought me here.
Well, now we got the vomiting in the fish tank Frenchman story out of the way. Well, how about we get something to eat?
I'm not hungry.
All right. So?
So?
So, how is life?
Not too bad, Max. Not too bad at all.
How's that husband of yours? George, right?
Yes. Yeah. George is fine. Oh, George is George.
He's looking after you, I hope.
Oh, well, that didn't take long.
What then?
Same old sexist Max.
Sexist? Me? What are you talking about?
You hope George is looking after me?
Well, yes.
Is it so hard to believe that I could be looking after him?
Well, it's not hard at all, Debbie. Oh, it's just a question.
Oh, honestly, you can take the policeman out of the 70s.
Oh, come on. That is not fair.
No, maybe it isn't.
I don't know. I do not seem to be saying the right thing these days.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, come on, tell me. I can't be the only one with troubles.
Trouble?
Please, tell me.
Are you in trouble, Debbie?
What, you first. I want to know about you. What's going on with you?
All right. seeing as you've asked, oh, it's this lad I've been working with. He was shot in the shoulder about a year ago. It was in the line of duty.
Oh, dear, that's terrible.
I only have to say the slightest thing to him and it turns into a row.
Can I ask what happened?
Well, some girl he knew from school. She was ex-army, but very troubled. She held us hostage.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It happened right in front of me. One of the worst moments of my life. Anyhow, he pulled through. He's a very tough boy, that one.
You seem very fond of him.
We just work together.
Well, it's all right to admit that you care about him, Max.
Well, of course I care. I do care. I don't have a problem saying it. I work with him. It stands to reason that I care about him. I care about all my colleagues, anyhow. He's back at work. He started this morning. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. It made the news.
George and I like to spend half the year in Spain. He's just bought us a new villa out there.
Well, I'm sure he has.
We should come. Bring the girls. They'd love it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
We have plenty of room. You should see it.
Yeah, one day, perhaps.
We've got four guest rooms without any guests. Heated swimming pool.
Mm.
Our own little bar right next to it. All within a stone's throw of the nearest beach.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me, I sound like a commercial.
Yeah, sounds like the ideal dream, Debbie.
Yes. Yes, it is, Max. It is.
Debbie. Debbie, love.
Oh, look at me. I'm so embarrassed. Do you have a tissue?
What?
A tissue, Max. Oh, come on, for goodness sake, quick. Quick, please.
Yeah. You all right?
Am I all right, he asks.
Debbie?
I knew I'd do this. I knew I'd give myself away like this.
Give yourself away?
Look, forget I said that.
Well, I don't think I can.
Please, Max.
You're the one who called me, asked if we could meet. No, you wouldn't have done that unless there was something you wanted to tell me. Debbie? Debbie, please, look at me and tell me what is going on.
Oh, I do love you, Max. But I think sometimes you do let your imagination run away with you.
Right. Now I know there is something going on. You need to tell me.
Oh, sweet dear Max. You really looked after me during my probation. Remember that?
I remember.
Come here. I said, come here. Lean over so I can give you a kiss.
Oh, thank you, but it won't be necessary.
Lean in. I have something to tell you.
Something to say now, rather than a kiss.
Lean in.
Well, just say it.
I don't want anyone to hear. It's embarrassing.
Well, I'm feeling a little embarrassed myself.
Max, just shut up and lean in, so I can whisper in your ear.
Okay. So, what do you have to say? What is it?
Help me.
Debbie?
You're a wonderful man. Wonderful and sweet.
Debbie.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said to you?
Well, every word. Debbie, what is going on?
Oh, we shouldn't have come here.
And why is that?
Because they could be watching.
Who?
They said they'd be watching.
Who is watching you, Debbie?
I miss the Duke of Wellington, don't you? We need more pubs.
All right, now, stop it. Just stop it. Listen very carefully to what I'm saying, Debbie. I need you right now. Take a deep breath. Try to relax. That's it. Now, I'm going to ask you some simple questions, OK, Debbie? All you have to do right now is give me one-word answers, yes or no. Do you think you can do that, Debbie?
Yes.
Right then, here we go. You asked to see me for a reason, didn't you, Debbie?
Yes.
There is something very wrong, isn't there?
Yes.
Is it you? Have you done something wrong?
No.
Has George?
No.
Has something bad happened to you both?
Yes.
Ah. Is it still happening?
Yes.
Does this concern someone else?
Yes.
Someone close to you?
Yes.
All right, Debbie, well done. You're doing well. Now, we're going to move away from yes or no answers. Just make your answers brief.
Right.
I want you to name that someone right now. Just say his name.
Tom.
Your son?
Yes.
Has he done something or has something been done to him?
Something has happened to him.
Is this a kidnap? Has your son been kidnapped, Debbie?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I take it the kidnappers have been in touch already?
They said they'd be watching us. They warned us not to contact the police.
Well, I bet they did. Well, they always say that.
George wants to pay But I couldn't help myself. I had to tell someone. I had to see you. I suppose it's still the copper that's left inside of me. I couldn't help but think no criminal bastard's going to get the better of me. What kind of mother does that make me, Max?
A good one. You're not to blame for any of this, Debbie. It's not you, it's them. You did the right thing calling me.
I don't know what to do.
What I do, just act calm, try and be natural. Well, like you are doing. We will get through this, all right? Because you could be right. They may indeed be watching you. Now, tell me about George. They are demanding money, I take it. Is that all?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, are they just asking for money or do they want George to do something for them? Commit another crime, for example?
No, they just want the money. £500,000.
Is that all?
Well, that's what I was thinking. George is worth 10 times more than that. I've been racking my brains why they haven't asked for more.
Because they happen to be smart, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? What do you mean, unfortunately?
Well, they're making it easy for George, for the pair of you. They know he can get that kind of money without attracting too much attention.
Oh, maybe coming here wasn't such a good idea, then.
Debbie?
We should just pay like they said and get Tom back. That's it. I will tell George just to pay.
You can't do that.
Thank you very much, Max. I'm sorry to have wasted your time.
Debbie, listen to me.
I said I was sorry. There is nothing you can say.
Would you like to bet? It is too late for you to change your mind, Debbie. You may not be a copper anymore, but I am. I have to report this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you're trying to help.
It's all right. It's all right.
But it isn't, though, is it? They have my son. Well, they could be doing God knows what to
him. My bet is he's still alive. They need him.
Oh, Max, just tell me what to do, please.
All right, first off, if you keep calm. Oh, I know it's hard, but you can do it. Now, I need to ask some more questions. You up for that?
Yes. Yes, of course.
When did you last speak to the kidnappers?
This morning. Well, that's when they told me that they had him. They'd taken Tom. They said how much they wanted and they said they'd call us back with instructions.
Where is George right now?
Well, he's gone to the bank. He's gone to get the money.
Anything about the voice you were speaking to?
Well, he was male, for sure. I couldn't hear an accent. His voice was muffled.
Young? Old?
He sounded young to me.
And what did he say exactly? Can you remember?
He said, and I quote, "We will call you between 7 and 9. You best answer the phone."
Between 7 and 9, you say?
Yes. That's what he said.
OK, then. That gives us time. Not much, but some.
Why? What are you going to
do? Well, it's been a while. A long while, in fact, since I've handled the kidnapping.
OK, so what are you going to do, Max? Well, please tell me that you're going to do something before my wretched head explodes.
I'm going to do something, Debbie, right now. I'm going to need some help.
What, that young lad of yours?
Ah, he's not my lad. He's just a colleague. He works for me.
All right, but if not him, then who?
An old friend of mine, after your time. He works at Scotland Yard. He's part of a unit that specialises in dealing with kidnappings. I'll give him a call as soon as we leave here. He's good, Debbie. One of the best. As soon as you tell him everything that you know, he'll be all over this like a rash, I swear. He and his team will be meeting with you within the hour.
You're talking surveillance, phone taps, aren't you?
Amongst other things, Debbie. We can't stop you and George from paying, but the police are involved.
Yes, I know. And I understand.
OK, we're going to walk out of here quietly and collectively. Once we're outside, I will make the call to my friend. His name is Richard, by the way. Detective Inspector Richard Dunster, in case he calls. He will talk you through this.
But what about you? I want you there. I can't go through this alone.
You have George?
Well, I meant George as well. We need you. We both need you to be involved, Max.
Of course I will be there. I will be involved.
Do you promise?
By the time this is over, you'll be sick of the sight of me.
I doubt that. I just want my baby back. I want him in my arms.
I know you do. We will take it from here, Debbie. Now, let's go. Let's get you up.
Right.
Debbie, we will get him back.
Kidnapping?
Yep. I haven't dealt with one of these in years.
I haven't dealt with one at all.
Well, it should be quite an education for you, then. Come on, you. On your feet.
Who's the victim?
Thomas Edison, 20 years of age, student. Has been missing since last night. Now we know why. Come on.
Well, hold up a minute.
What now?
Well, did I hear you right?
About what, lad?
You said his name was Thomas Edison.
Yes, that is what I said. The point is not lost on me. Now move yourself.
But you do know who Thomas Edison was, don't you, Max?
You're trying to be funny, sure. If so, it's not working. I went to school as well, you know, believe it or not.
You went to school? What parent in their right mind...
It was not Debbie's fault, of that I'm sure.
Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie. Debbie Ross.
Debbie Ross.
Is there an echo in this room? Yes, Debbie Ross. That was a maiden name, that is, until she had the misfortune to marry George... I have more money than Africa. Edison. Now, you coming?
Funny.
What? What is so funny?
Well, you said Debbie Ross.
Yes, I said her name, and...
All right, don't blow a gasket.
I'm not blowing anything. I just want you up on your feet and ready to go, like right now.
That name rings a bell. So
I know she rings a bell, Sean, because I once told you about her. She was the copper I worked with who was assaulted by some of her colleagues and handed in the car.
Ah, yeah, that's right. I remember now.
Oh, I'm very happy for you. Can we go now?
She was assaulted and you didn't do anything to help her.
I wouldn't quite put it like that.
That's pretty much how you put it to me. Wonder how Debbie Ross would put it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm only asking.
Maybe you shouldn't be on this one. It's only your first day back.
Don't worry about me, mate. I'm fine.
I think you need to be behind your desk for a while.
I said I was fine.
Well, I'm not convinced that you are.
I bet.
I'll get Barry. He can come.
I'll get whoever you want.
Because you see, Barry follows orders.
A couple of questions I ask and you get all arsey over
it. Oh, we don't have time for it, Sean. Whatever this is between us, whatever it is that you're so steamingly angry about, let's put it on hold. Have a kidnapping to solve. Now, do you want in on this or not?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm coming.
Good.
So, what's the plan then?
Cut it short. The kidnappers have been in touch. They told George where to drop the money.
So? Where then?
Inside the local shopping centre, near the entrance.
Shopping centre?
Near the entrance.
Yeah, I heard that bit, thanks. Sounds wrong though, don't you think?
Exactly what I thought.
CCTV's everywhere, we'll see him coming.
I thought that as well.
What is this, amateur hour? That's an actual kidnapping, right? Not some silly wind-up.
Well, look at this.
Look at what?
There's still a bit of the old Sean left.
More than you can handle, mate.
You are correct, my lad. It does not feel right. Not unless these morons want to be caught. If it is some kind of a wind-up, I'm just clinging on to the hope that this Thomas didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, this meeting you had today, was it with Debbie then?
Yes, it was.
Now is she?
Well, apart from having her son kidnapped, she's as right as rain, Sean.
Sorry I spoke.
Is this what this is all about then, Sean?
And what might that be?
Well, this thing going on between us, you and me, right now.
Oh, look, can we just get on with it, shall we?
I asked you a question. Do you think I didn't do anything for you?
You're the genius here, you work it out.
Like holding you in my arms whilst you're almost bleeding to death wasn't enough.
Well, we've got a job to do now, Gov.
I'll stop calling me that.
I beg your pardon, Inspector.
Look, don't make me swing for you, because I will. Do you think that's funny?
My old man used to say that to me. He even did it a few times.
Well, not enough for me.
Yeah, well, anyway, like you say, we got a young lad to find, so...
Yes, we do. So, listen up. D.I. Dunster is calling the shots on this. He's waiting for us downstairs.
How nice of him, whoever he is.
Well, it's the least he could do, seeing as I brought this to him. But this is still our patch. Now... You ready for this?
I'm not sure. Let me think about it.
I'll leave it out, Sean.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm more than ready. I've never been more ready. Can we do this?
Come on, then.
Lead on, sir.
So, how are you doing there, Tom?
I'm fine. I'll be all right.
You have had quite the day, haven't you?
That is an understatement.
Yes, well, you are safe now.
Thank you. You probably saved my life.
Well, there's a first.
I'm sorry?
That you're thanking us, Tom.
That you are saying we probably saved your life.
Yeah, it means a lot.
To us, that is. It means a lot.
To hear people say that.
However, it is unnecessary.
It is our job after all, Tom.
I realise that.
Good.
I'm sorry?
It's good.
That you realise that.
Well, anyway, I am extremely grateful.
They're fine, by the way.
Who?
Your parents, Tom.
Yes, of course. I'm relieved to hear that. Can I see them?
Well, of course you can.
Just need to ask a few questions first.
What questions?
Just routine.
Yeah, there's no need for you to feel agitated, Tom.
I'm not agitated.
You're not?
No.
Sure about that?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you absolutely sure that you're not agitated, Tom.
I honestly don't know what you mean.
Well, in that case, Tom, let us help.
Right, you say you've been kidnapped and held against your will.
I was kidnapped. I was held against my
will. Your life was endangered, and yet you're not agitated.
Not even a little.
Tom.
Shaken up, obviously.
Ah, well, that's it then. You are shaken up.
Yes.
Not agitated?
No.
Good. Well, that clears that up.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand why any of these questions couldn't wait. Why did you bring me here?
Instead of taking you home, Tom.
Yes.
Sorry, but I thought we said.
About why?
We brought you here.
Remind me of some double act.
You are not the first.
Just say that, Tom.
Okay. I'm officially lost. What are we doing?
Sorry, Tom. It's been a long night for us all, see?
For me as well. They made me sleep on the floor. It was cold.
Oh, I know that must be terrible.
It was terrible.
Frightening.
May I have something to drink, please? Some water, perhaps?
Of course you can. I'll get it for you. Please excuse me.
How are they? Mum and Dad?
They're relieved to get you back. Ah, they must have been praying their hearts out to get you back. They would have given away everything they had.
Well, thank God they didn't have to. So, what is it? What would you like to know?
Well, just as much detail as you can give us, Tom. Where were you? Who grabbed you? Where you thought they were taking you?
It was dark. I couldn't see.
Well, what can you tell me about them?
I didn't see them.
Right, Tom, but before we start, or should I say before you start, I must inform you you are entitled to a solicitor present.
Why would I want a solicitor?
Oh, I've no idea why you would want one, Tom. Do you want one?
Well, of course I don't.
Well, that is splendid, then.
Splendid?
I'm only reminding you of your rights. My duty as a police officer.
Fair enough.
So, to be clear, you waive your rights to a solicitor?
Yes, I waive my right to a solicitor.
Okay. You're entitled to change your mind at any time?
I won't.
Oh, here you are, Tom. Some water for you.
Thank you.
Thirsty, eh? So, what did I miss?
I just informing young Tom here of his rights.
Oh, thank you. I am so glad I missed that bit. It's always such a long drag having to inform a suspect of their rights. Blah, 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 blah.
Suspect?
Sorry, Tom, what was that?
You just called me a suspect.
Did I?
Yes. Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry, Tom. Slip of the tongue.
We're always doing that, Tom. You have no idea.
Still friends, Tom?
Why don't you just tell me what it is you want to know?
Well, we were kind of hoping you would be the one telling us, Tom.
Seeing as you're the one who was abducted.
And held against your will.
Right, Tom?
Tom?
Is that right?
What do they call you two, Morecambe and Wise?
I'm surprised you know who they are, a lad of your age.
My dad's a fan.
You'll be telling me you had a favourite Beverly sister next. Mine was Joy.
My father liked Babs.
Ah, yes, Babs.
Anyway, boys, when you're ready.
Yes, we're all ears, son.
I had just spent the evening with my girlfriend. I left her flat at 9 p.m, I think. I was walking towards the train station. Some man approached me.
What man?
A white man. He asked me for the time. Mm-hmm. I was about to tell him. I felt someone grabbing me from behind. Mm-hmm. A hood went straight over my head. I was then bundled into a car, and it sped off.
How do you know it was a car?
What on earth do you mean? What kind of a question is that?
Well, you sure it was a car, not a van, perhaps?
No, it was a car.
Okay.
But you couldn't see, Tom.
I couldn't see that it was a car, but I could feel that it was a car.
Very well. And then what?
Then nothing. I didn't see anything else.
You don't remember feeling the van stopping?
I told you it was a car.
Do you remember it stopping, though?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, that's something you remember then.
Very good, Tom. You're doing well.
It's very important that you remember things like that.
I imagine it would be for you.
You wouldn't be calling me stupid now, would you, Tom?
There's no need for that, is there, Tom?
No, there isn't. My apologies. Nothing at all. I'm just tired.
Agitated?
If you like.
So, you remember the car stopping?
Yes.
Well, they dragged you out of the car, obviously.
Yes.
So where'd they take you?
I don't know. There was a hood over my head, remember?
Sorry, silly me.
Were there stairs?
Yes, there were.
Well, do you remember going down the stairs or up the stairs?
Down. It was down.
Well, it's probably an house, then.
Fine, very good. A house. How smart you must be.
Anything else you can tell us, Tom?
No.
Are you sure about that, Tom?
Yes, I'm sure about that.
Try to think now, Tom.
I am thinking. I'm trying.
Of course you are.
Or a smell or a sound?
No.
Anything, Tom, anything at all?
No, there was nothing.
So, Tom, just so that we are clear, you do not remember anything from when you were bundled into a car to when you were released and left alone on the high road?
Yes, that's all I can tell you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
That was really good.
As well as helpful.
I'm glad to be of help.
Ah, you were.
Of help, that is.
Right, so can I go now?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I said no.
What?
No, Tom, you cannot go.
You are not going anywhere,
mate. I don't
mate.
Understand.
You are not going anywhere, Tom.
Do you understand us now?
But I've told you what I know.
Have you?
Have you really, Tom?
Yes. For goodness sake, you're talking to me like I've done something wrong. What is the problem?
Our problem, Tom, is that we don't believe a word that you are saying.
What?
Not one bit of it. That is our problem.
Well, it isn't mine.
I'm afraid it is.
It really is, Tom.
You need to tell us the truth now.
Before we tell it to you.
I honestly haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I do not. I honestly have no idea.
How stupid do you think we are, Tom?
Stupid as your parents, perhaps?
My parents are not stupid.
Well, of course they are not. We're not saying that, but you have said it.
Several occasions, we understand.
What are you going on about now? I have never...
Oh, yes, you have.
Who's told you that?
Tom, please. You really need to stop digging right now.
Who do you think told us?
Darren and Lloyd is who.
Now, Tom, I really hope you won't be saying, who are Darren and Lloyd?
Because that really would be an insult to our intelligence.
As if this entire case has not done that already.
Your friend, Darren, really does not like the idea of going to prison, you know?
He was telling us the truth as soon as we arrested him in the shopping centre, man. We could not shut him up.
No.
I have never in my life heard a confession that fast before of you, Max.
No, I can't say that I have, Sean.
Your other friend, he didn't put up much of a fight either.
You, on the other hand, tell us something else. The way you're sitting there right now trying to convince us of this ridiculous, stupid plan. It would have made more sense if it was nothing but a practical joke.
Listen.
No, son, you listen. Listen carefully. I must remind you again of your right to have a lawyer present. It's also my duty to tell you, you do not have to say anything. But it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Tom, do you understand?
Perfectly.
Do you wish to have a lawyer present?
Let's just get on with it.
Yes or no, Tom?
No, I said no. Would you like me to spell it for you?
Oh, thank you for your kind offer, but I think I can manage.
So what is it that you really want to know? Am I the criminal mastermind of all this? Why are you laughing?
He said mastermind.
I hardly think so, Tom.
I think you might be getting yourself confused with the other Thomas Edison.
Don't get me started on that.
But we want you to get started, Tom.
We're all ears.
You can start by telling us what on earth you were thinking. How do you think any part of this ridiculous plan can work?
It almost did.
No, Tom, it didn't. It was nowhere near to almost.
Obviously, she called you.
She? Well, who's that? The cat's mother?
It would have worked if she hadn't. We told her.
You told her, Tom.
All right. I told her. I told her no police. No police or I was dead. I told her that.
You really believe your mother wouldn't contact the police?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Have you met my parents? Stupid does not even come close to describing them.
Isn't your father a multi-millionaire?
Oh, scrap metal.
Well, he must be doing something, right?
He's lucky. He boomed when everyone else went bust. He can't do his VAT accounts without help. My help. My free help. So my mother finally spoke up about something. She actually had something to say.
Yes, she did, Tom. She spoke of how scared she was of losing
you. She should have kept her big mouth shut.
So, she's allowed to be stupid when it's convenient for you, Tom, is that right?
They would have paid. They should have paid.
Why, Tom? Why should they have paid?
Because it's their fault.
How on earth is any of this their fault?
Because they are part of that generation, that ridiculous, self-righteous, hippie generation.
What?
They promised so much, but delivered nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're the reason I can't get a job. Why, my generation will never be able to afford to buy a house. No. Why, I am up to my knees in debt. I asked my dad to help me. Mm. Do you know what he said? It's time I fended for myself. He is the bloody reason I am fending for myself. They should have paid.
Well, Max, it is official.
What now? What is so bloody official to you?
It is official, Tom, because I have definitely heard it all now.
As have I, Sean, as have I.
Excuse me, but... I think I would like to have a solicitor present now, if you do not mind. If it's all right with you.
No, Tom. We don't mind at all.
I had a feeling that you might.
I want to see him, Max.
Well, you can't, Debbie. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Max, please. I need to see him.
You were a copper long enough to know that cannot happen.
Well, at least tell me how he is. What's he doing?
Well, right now, he's giving a statement.
There must be some mistake. There has to be.
Debbie, there is no mistake. He confessed.
I know he's confessed. I heard that bit. I'm not stupid. But he must have been coerced. His so-called friends must have put him up
that
to
it. That is what his friends have been telling us he did. He put them up to it.
But they would, wouldn't they? Why, Max? Tell me why he'd do this. Well, we gave him everything, everything and more.
Well, sometimes more isn't enough.
Is that it, Max? You've destroyed my entire world and that is all you have
blame
to say?
Blame me all you like, Debbie, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, I don't blame you. This isn't about you. How do I tell George? What do I say to him?
Why don't I get someone to drive you home, yes?
Do something for me, Max. Please. Tell Tom I am sorry.
Sorry? Debbie, you have nothing to be sorry about.
Tell him anyway.
Don't think I can. Don't think I want to.
He is my son, Max. I can't give up on him.
No. I don't suppose you can. Let's get you that ride home.
I'm off now, Max.
Hey, fancy a pint, Sean? Welcome back drink and all that?
Nah, you're all right. Feeling knackered already.
If you fancy a little more time off, I'm sure we can manage.
No, I'm just tired, Max. Don't you get tired after a long day?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm getting tired right now as well as sick.
My fault, I suppose.
You suppose right. I can't help you if you don't talk to me, Sean.
Oh, look, Max, you were just there, an easy target, punch bag, you know.
No, I don't know.
Look, this isn't easy for me to say.
No kidding.
I was scared, Max.
Well, of course you were scared, Sean. You were shot. I was scared you were going to die in my arms.
I'm not talking about when I was shot, Max. I'm talking about being in the hospital on my own.
Alone?
Yeah. Well, go on, laugh if you want.
You had your family all around you.
No, but I didn't have...
What?
Never mind. How about that pint, yeah? Changed my mind.
You didn't have me? Is that what you're going to say?
You got a big opinion of yourself, don't you, Max?
Is that what you were going to say, Sean?
What is this, an interrogation?
I'm asking you a question.
Are we going or what?
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Tell you what?
All right, just as you'd like. But can I tell you something?
Can I stop you?
I'm sorry, Sean. I'm really sorry.
Max, you have nothing to be sorry about.
I think I do. I did go to visit you, you know. More than once. But with your family there, I didn't want to intrude.
Max, I'm gasping here, man.
Where you were was the same hospital my wife died in. Walking in there, you see, brought it all back. It's that smell hospitals have, that smell of death. I didn't want to be anywhere near it.
You didn't want to be anywhere near me?
No.
I didn't know it was the same hospital. I'm sorry.
Forget it. Why don't we call it a night? See you tomorrow.
You will do anything to get out of buying me a pint, won't you?
Yeah.
Come on, you. First one's on me.
Lead on, sir.
In The Interrogation by Roy Williams, Max was played by Kenneth Cranham and Sean by Alex Lanipekin. Debbie was played by Susan Brown and Tom by Luke Norris. The director was Mary Peat.
And you can hear Max and Sean investigate another case next Wednesday at the same time.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. An NHS clinic in London which treats people with HIV has accidentally revealed the names of nearly 800 patients who've used its services. The Chelsea and Westminster NHS Trust apologised for the data breach in a newsletter issued by the 56 Dean Street Clinic. Here's our health correspondent, Adam Brimelow.
The monthly newsletter goes out to about 780 people to keep them up to date with developments at the clinic. It should have been sent as a blind email to protect the identities of those on the distribution list, but the names and email addresses were disclosed. The Trust says the mistake was down to human error and was spotted almost immediately. It's apologised, set up a helpline, and is looking at how to ensure it can't happen again. The HIV charity, the Terence Higgins Trust, said the breach was hugely regrettable, but praised the Trust's quick reaction.
Rebecca Brooks has been reappointed as head of Rupert Murdoch's British newspaper division 4 years after she quit during the phone hacking scandal. She'll begin work at News UK next Monday. A jury at the Old Bailey cleared her of doing anything wrong last year. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he will call on other European leaders to reinstate law and order at the borders of the EU as 2,000 migrants spend a second day outside an international railway station in Budapest. Eurostar passengers were also stranded overnight because of disruption by migrants in the French port of Calais. The number of people on zero-hours contracts has increased by almost a fifth to 744,000 in a year. Unions say for many workers the contracts have resulted in irregular hours and unpredictable wages. But the Institute of Directors argue they offer businesses and employees an important degree of flexibility. A slice of the Queen's 68-year-old wedding cake has sold for £500 at auction. The fruit cake, which is still edible thanks to its high alcohol content, was bought by an unnamed bidder from Los Angeles. BBC News.
We'll be hearing a report on a new vaccination program against meningitis B and finding out more about hormones and depression that's on Inside Health with Dr. Mark Porter coming up at 3:30. But now on BBC Radio 4, here's Michael Robinson with the concluding program in his series focusing on the new workplace.
Hello. Few aspects of British life are changing as rapidly as the way we work. The trends are long-standing. A growth of service industries, a decline in manufacturing, outsourcing, agency working, self-employment, some of it voluntary, some not. And all of these are now commonplace. And large numbers of expensively educated graduates are now emerging from universities in debt and looking for well-paid work to pay off their student loans, only to complain of an economy seemingly filled with low-paid, low-skilled jobs. And yet, as the economy recovers, some employers are already complaining about skills shortages. So can the workplace deliver what Britain needs for future prosperity? And what are the prospects, particularly for young people in this increasingly fractured, fast-changing environment? What kind of career can be expected?